Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today is tax day. I hope you guys use those medical tax deductions I teach you each year. If you don't have them for today's tax filing, it should be on my website, Twitter, Facebook. Just, it's medical tax deductions. If not, I will repost it for y'all. A lot of things you should be able to write off. And it's interesting because you'll have some individuals say, you know, we have to pay our taxes. We need to stop all the write-offs. We need to stop all the deductions. I disagree based on the way our current tax system is. Now, today is tax day, and the one question people are asking as they're driving to work and hitting a pothole, right, you know, and seeing somebody clean graffiti off their business from this weekend, you know, they're looking at, okay, where did my tax figures go? Or did my tax dollars go? I'd like to know also where the taxpayers went. Apparently only 50% of the country pays taxes. And so I'm very, very grateful for the officers. I mean, I can tell you where some of our tax dollars went. The officer that pulled me over for speeding, that was, you know, and I was hardly even going over the speed limit. But my plates were expired, so I had to get those fixed. Again, I blame hubby. Now, you know what happened? What happened was the DMV is using our old address, and I don't understand why, because we've updated our address multiple times, so we don't get our stickers where we're supposed to. So, anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But people ask, where exactly do our tax dollars go, and how much are we getting taxed? So I believe we're paying a lot more in taxes than what we officially pay, and that's because you get taxed on your gas. You get taxed on your food. You have a consumption tax, so you're already being taxed on multiple things. But you also need to be taxed on what you earn. So your income tax, if let's say you make under $22,000, they charge you 10%. That's supposed to be the tax rate. Now, I don't know if the average person pays that. If you're not, if you're making $22,000, do you get certain outs? But you're in the 10% tax bracket rate if you make under 22 grand. If you make under 90 or 89,450 between 22 and that, you're at the 12% tax rate. If you make 89,450 to $190,000, you are in, oh, actually, the heads of, oh, hold on, that's for married individuals, yeah. For married individuals, you're in the 22% tax bracket. Yeah, for married individuals, if you make $190,000 to $364,000, you're in the 24% tax bracket. $364,000 to $462,000, 32% tax bracket. $462,000 to $693,000, 35% bracket. But you're already making a lot of money. And then $693,000 on up, you're at 37%. Now, in terms of heads of households, the numbers are a little bit lower. If you make up to about 60 grand, you're in 12% tax bracket, 95 grand, 22%, 182, 24%. So that's a lot of money. 24%, if you're making $100,000 a year as the head of the household, 24,000 have to go to taxes. So where do those taxes go? All right, well, in terms of your federal taxes, you know, your federal taxes are supposed to go to Social Security. Well, that's kind of a that's kind of a sticky point because we're being told that our Social Security is going to be defunded. We're not going to have enough money by 2033. So I've been paying Social Security in my taxes in my through my employer, I've been paying Social Security. I'd like to know there's Social Security for me. They say our health insurance, four health insurance programs are Medicare, Medicaid, CHIP, and the Affordable Care Act are all getting money from our taxes. That's great. It just, many of us are still not seeing the doctor. We have a plan that has a high deductible, so it didn't really solve the health insurance issue, but that's where they say it's going. Defense, they say 13% of the budget goes to defense. I'm grateful for that, but part of defense needs to also be our borders. So I'd like to see our tax dollars secure the border, especially with all the fentanyl and cartel type of activity coming across. Then there's economic security programs to help individuals like the Earned Income Tax Credit, Child Tax Credit, things like that, benefits for veterans and federal retirees. Yeah, I get the veterans, yes. I want our money going to veterans. But federal retirees, now listen, you know, you support the government, you work for the government, you know, that does deserve a pension. But government jobs are pretty cush. And so, you know, it would be nice if all of our jobs had pensions. But I think they do that because they'd rather you work for the government than somebody else. That's a great way to build bigger government. And then our taxes go to the interest on our debt. So all that debt and all that spending, our tax dollars goes to that. Now, personally, I would like a little bit more say. I mean, if I was doing the budget and if I was running things, I think there's a better way to spend our tax dollars than debt interest, and maybe we don't need to add more debt. But barely that's where our tax dollars go. It's people's money mismanagement and us going into debt. In terms of state, our money goes to K-12 education, 26%, which is why parents have been a little upset about how our kids are doing in school. Medicaid and children's health insurance, so not only are federal taxes going there, but also state. Higher education, we subsidize our universities. Transportation, public assistance, corrections, and then 32% for all others, which includes health benefits, state police, environmental projects. So when it's tax day, we reflect on, are we happy with where our tax dollars are going? And most people say, don't even bring it up because you have no say. I think we should start to have say. We should pay taxes. Absolutely. It does take the community to chip in and make sure we have protection. Make sure we have law enforcement, medical care, but just to me, it looks like we are spending a lot of money on taxes. I'm going to be today, and I have been, and it would be nice to see a little bit more transparency, less potholes. Every time I go outside, there's more construction. Am I asking for all this construction? You know, this is a pretty new city. How many times a year do we have to keep refixing our roads? But it's tax dollars, just extra flow of money, and here we are. We're celebrating paying it. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you have everything, all your ducks in a row. From a medical standpoint, you go, look, I think I'm ready. I got health insurance. I'm watching my cholesterol. I'm watching my blood pressure. I'm watching my blood sugar. I think I'm good. I have a telemedicine company I could go to if I have to in the middle of the night. I think I've got everything covered. And then all of a sudden, you get some pain in your leg. Or your leg starts to swell. And you're like, okay, go away, go away. You elevate it. Like, come on, go away. Why is it swelling? And you want to blow it off. You want to tell yourself, maybe I just twisted something. And then the little voice in the back of your head says this could be a blood clot. And if it's a blood clot, you need to get to the ER. And you're thinking to yourself, for the love of mercy, come on. So you call telemedicine company, you get me. I pick up. And you say, well, you know, my leg is swelling. I might have twisted it. I asked to take a look at it, or I ask, you know, have you been on any recent long trips? Have you had COVID recently? Even trauma to the leg? Did anything hit your leg? Well, that could be a blood clot. Now you got to go to a hospital. You got to get ultrasounded, and we have to figure out if you do have a clot, and then if so, put you on blood thinners. And it plagues all of us because many of us have known individuals who have had a blood clot, and you need to stop everything and get that looked at. I was getting ready for temple to pray one day. I was getting on my boots, and one boot was tighter than the other. And I'm like, is that leg bigger? I had to go and get checked for a blood clot. Now, thank God I didn't, but all of a sudden, one boot wouldn't fit. Why? What the hell happened to that leg? For some reason, it just swelled, that one leg. Thank God, no blood clots. But honestly, I can't tell you how many times I've had to stop what I was doing or have people stop what they were doing to get checked out. So blood clots are something that we want to avoid. Well, how can you avoid them? Well, these are the risk factors. If you're obese, you could get a blood clot. If you're pregnant, you could get a blood clot. When I was pregnant, I kept getting up as much as I could because pregnancy could put you at higher risk. If you are in a long plane or car ride, now this inactivity has increased because now we have long delays with our flights. I was on a plane flight that should have only been 4 or 5 hours and it turned to 8. I was lucky that it was only that because some are longer. That's because we had to circle Cleveland and then we ran out of fuel and then we had to land at an Air Force base and they wouldn't let us, you know, get up and out of the plane. And, you know, so it's, well, come on, man. So you end up sitting for 8 hours. And those of you who can't afford flying, and that's how I feel. When I go to California, I'm not going to spend the money on a flight. I'm going to drive. Now you're in a car for hours. If you smoke, if you're on birth control, if you've had certain cancer that could put you at risk for clots, if you had trauma. So let's say something banged into your leg and or arm, and then it swells. You're like, yeah, but I did an x-ray. It's not broken. But if it continues to swell, that could be a blood clot. Trauma will cause you to clot because, again, you have blood vessel damage. Some surgery, if you had surgery, you could clot if you're not moving. If you're over 60 years old, if there's a family history of blood clots, if you have chronic inflammatory diseases, if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and then, you know, certain medical procedures could put you at risk for a clot. So these are things that make us nervous. And people say, well, why don't we just take blood thinners? Well, you need to clot. Okay, your blood clotting system is one of the most brilliantly engineered systems that we have in our body, where if you cut yourself, your clotting factors will stop the bleed so you don't bleed to death. It, by a simple, you know, banging your arm into a door or hitting your head on a cupboard or a table when you get up from, you know, picking something up from under the table. So having these blood, having the, your clotting factors are, it's crucial. But some of us have certain conditions, factor 5 lead-in, antiphospholipid syndrome, where we might be at higher risk for blood clots. And a symptom of a blood clot could be chest pain, trouble breathing, weakness, stroke, symptoms of a stroke, arm, leg, pain, weakness, swelling, sharp pain in the lung like a pulmonary embolism, your heart racing. You could even have abdomen pain. I had one patient who had a renal vein clot because of COVID. He thought it was diverticulitis, and I sent him to the ER because I'm like, we need to figure out what this is, and it ended up being a blood clot because it was over the phone. How am I going to figure that out over the phone? So we need to do a better job because I see blood clots on the rise. Well, get this. Hibernating bears may be able to give us the clue because a bear hibernates for months. How do they not get blood clots? Well, somebody studied it, and they say they keep a low level of a key protein in their blood. This is according to a new study published in Science. Researchers hope their findings can be applied to developing future medications now in humans. If a bear can prevent getting a blood clot, can we do this for humans? Now keep in mind, if the bear is not active when he hibernates, he might not necessarily need the ability to clot as much as those of us who are getting into car accidents and tripping over and stepping on Legos and things like that. So they say, the researchers compared blood samples from 13 wild brown bears. I hope they sedated them before they took their blood. During winter, while they were hibernating, with blood samples during the summer when the bears were more active. They looked at their platelets, which are the clotting factors, the thrombocytes, finding that hibernating bears' blood samples had platelets that were less likely to clump together than the samples taken during the summertime bears. The research team also found that when the platelets did clot, they did it more slowly. The study found that the key difference in the bears' winter and summer blood samples were levels of a protein called heat shock protein 47, or HSP47, in platelets. Now, this protein is normally found in cells that form connective tissue like bone and cartilage, as well as platelets, where HSP47 attaches to a protein called collagen that helps them stick together to form a clot. The hibernating bears had 1/50th of the amount of this HSP47 than active animals. So cardiologists from Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich teamed up with a Scandinavian team and other researchers to look at these, and they performed lab experiments on mice to confirm that this HSP47 was the reason behind hibernating bears' lack of blood clots. Mice that lacked this protein also had fewer blood clots and lower levels of inflammation. So making an HSP47 blocker could be the key to a human blood clot medicine prevention medicine. In addition, researchers discovered that pigs who had recently given birth, animals that obviously are immobile, for up to 28 days while feeding their piglets, they lie there and then the piglets come, and the piglets, you know, it's a cute little piglet. They also had lower HSP47 levels when compared to active pigs. So the findings can therefore be hopefully applied to people who are stuck, like, say, in wheelchairs, individuals who are immobile or have medical conditions where they can't move or they're in a coma. We have to put them on blood thinners to prevent them from clotting, and we have to also put compression stockings and move their body parts to prevent blood clots. Something like this could be huge. So, I've known individuals who take matters into their own hands, and we recommend you don't. We need you to be able to clot. I know people are so afraid of blood clots that they will try and pre-medicate before they go on a plane or before they... I wouldn't do that. I don't know about you guys, but I bang my suitcase and carry on into my arms and legs all the time. I need to know that I can stop bleeding when that happens. I trip and fall on the escalator. I might fall off the toilet seat. I need to know that I can still clot. But being at risk for blood clots could be any of us. And just because you twisted an ankle or banged into something, or if at all you have any pain, swelling of an extremity, tightness, you've got to get that checked out. Don't try to diagnose it on your own. Don't try to treat it on your own, because if that is a blood clot, that clot could dislodge, and then it could go to the lungs. It could go to other parts of the body and stop blood flow. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden is honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country. The president and others marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Speaking before a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Biden said, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy." The legacy of former President Donald Trump loomed large over the California Democratic Party's reorganizing convention this weekend in L.A. Trump was the backdrop for speeches and calls to action. Representative Adam Schiff said, "We are in the fight of our life next November. Literally, democracy is on the line and all of our rights along with it." It's a big game tonight in Boston with the Miami Heat and the Celtics.
Tonight, the Celtics look to sweep the Heat 4 straight. After losing the first 3 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals to Miami.
Game time is 8:30. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, remember last week we had a report that 100 employees were infected with blastomycosis, a fungal outbreak that was linked to the Billy Rudd paper mill in Escanaba, Michigan. But now we're being told that a contract worker at the mill has died from this. It has a fatality rate of, or incidence of, about 1 in 100. So unfortunately, we were expecting, once we heard there was about 100, somebody would have a severe case. Of course, Brian Peterson, Billy Rudd's operation, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, It's Billy Rudd, Operation Vice President for the Escanaba Mill, says everyone is deeply saddened by this news. Anyone who works at our facility is part of our team, and we are keeping this individual, their family, coworkers, and friends in our thoughts and close to our hearts. The mill has not released the identity of the worker. Blastomycosis, as we've discussed before, is an infection by the fungus Blastomyces. And we were told of several pneumonia infections that can cause a very severe pneumonia in mill employees. This was first reported on February 28th. Then on March 3rd, the company learned of the infections. And then as of April 14th, there were 21 confirmed cases, 76 probable cases. And then 12 people among the 97 cases have been hospitalized. So the mill has shut down. They believe it might have come from, I don't think they've secured the reason yet, but because it's a paper mill, they think it might have come from rotting wood. So the mill halted operations for up to 3 weeks for deep cleaning. They say our top priority now and always is protecting the health and safety of our employees and contractors who work at our Escanaba mill. Tell you, man, they say we care deeply about their well-being and are doing everything we can to protect them and identify and address the root cause of the blastomycosis fungal infections. As a precautionary measure, we are temporarily idling the Escanaba mill for up to 3 weeks to facilitate additional proper cleaning based on recommendations from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health and other organizations. They require large portions of the mill to be vacant while this work is being performed. So employees are going to get N95 masks. They're doing the deep cleaning. They're going to hire an industrial hygienist for guidance, inspected ventilation systems, and replace filters. I am hoping all mills are reading this and making sure they have an industrial hygienist or somebody overseeing the safety. Local and national health agencies investigating the outbreak include CDC, PHDM, NIOSH, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. So the Blastomyces fungus is found in the Midwest, South Central, and Southeastern U.S., predominantly the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys. It's also found in the St. Lawrence River and the Great Lakes, according to the CDC. And it originates in moist soil and decomposing wood and leaves. So how we believe people get it is they inhale microscopic fungal spores. You're not supposed to be able necessarily to give it to each other. I'm sure there is an ability to pass it, but the CDC says if it does spread between infected people, it's usually through needle stick injuries, bites, or sexual contact. Now, many people who get exposed to this do fine, but you have some individuals that will start getting fever, coughing, night sweats, chest pain, exhaustion, joint pain, muscular aches, or weight loss. If you have a weakened immune system, you could actually get a more disseminated version of this, which goes to your skin, bones, joints, and central nervous system. It could infect the brain and spinal cord, causing a meningitis. So we can treat it with antifungal medications. This is not the Candida auris, the super fungus that you hear being talked about across the United States. This is a fungus that is thus far treatable for now. It's just, it's a shame that something like this happened. And, you know, it really frustrates me because, look, I'm a business owner. But when I had my medical office, I was one of the first people there and the last people to leave every day. I needed to make sure that the staff was doing what they were supposed to. And I had some staff who were amazing. But I had individuals that floated in and out of that place that would leave the urine, that wouldn't, you know, put everything in the autoclave at the end of the day. I don't use anything unless it's autoclaved, or I would use anything disposable or autoclaved, and it had the autoclave envelope with the purple marking to show that it was autoclaved. But that's stuff that needs to be done and set up before you leave. Nobody should be leaving late. We make sure we start that an hour in advance. But you have some individuals who, you know, wouldn't get it done. And I've seen people do half-ass stuff. I've worked in restaurants. And the cleanliness part of it, it blows my mind how dirty people can be and how lackadaisical they could be. And so if you have rotting, you know, how could you have a mill and not inspect for rotting wood or not have just frequent inspections? You know, when I had my medical office, I would call OSHA periodically and say, can you come and do an inspection to make sure I'm doing it. Now, I know everybody always says, I'd rather, you know, rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission and you know, wake the eye of Mordor. No, I just wanted to know I was by the book. And if you did this, what was so nice is if OSHA came in and you asked them to and said, look, can you just double check and make sure everything is good? They would be really thorough. And if I needed, let's say, an additional eyewash or I needed an extra sharps container, they would give me a two-week window to do that. And you had a get-out-of-jail-free card. And it was fantastic. And I told all my doctor friends to do that. Because every now and then you'll have an employee that goes, oh, you know, I want to get you closed down, so I'm going to go call OSHA. I'm like, do it. Yeah, I could give you the list of all the people that have been here that told us to do things this way. Go for it. But the main reason why you did it is you just want to make sure you're doing everything safe. You know, one thing that I told you, which is a little ironic or hypocritical, maybe hypocritical, Ted Lasso made me rethink if I knew my definitions of those two words, hypocritical versus ironic. I think hypocritical. But in a medical office, if anything has blood on it, we put it in a hazardous waste receptacle so nobody can touch it. Yet the average bathroom has tampons, maxi pads, and bloody-nosed Kleenexes, yet those don't need biohazard bags. I don't get that. Anything with blood should have a biohazard. Now, I get it's expensive to have biohazard pickup, to buy the bags, to have the markings. I get it. That costs money. So I don't think the average stadium or school or office wants to pay for that. But if a medical office needs to take that time and care to make sure anything with blood is discarded properly, then why aren't regular bathrooms also discarding bloody products as well, appropriately? So I think we really have a lackadaisical attitude with these things. You could have a child go into a restroom and find a needle. Because somebody will be careless, inject themselves with their insulin or whatever they do, and then just throw or drugs and just throw it away. I mean, every time I took the kids to the beach, I'm like, can you please check the sand first to make sure you aren't stepping on a needle? These are things that you have to, it's a shame you have to live like that. But unfortunately, if you're assuming that you're walking into a place and everything is clean and perfect, it's not. And it's frustrating. And you say, well, they'll hire cleaning crews. We hired a cleaning crew, and you know what the cleaning crew did, one of them? They unplugged the refrigerator to plug in the vacuum. What was in our refrigerator? Thousands of dollars of vaccines. So I come in the next day, I check the boxes like I do every day, check the temperature. Boxes were soggy. I had to throw out thousands of dollars of vaccines. I stopped carrying them. And we got new cleaning people. There's outlets all over the place. Why did you have to unplug the refrigerator outlet? I don't get that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. When I heard the news, I almost lost my lid. All right. Many of you have noticed we have a lot of Lord of the Rings marathons going on TV. I think the past few weeks, Lord of the Rings was on. It was on all weekend long. And so I got to periodically watch a little bit of each of the original. I've seen the movie a million times. In fact, my 16-and-a-half-year-old cat, you know, came downstairs, looked back at the TV going, "We're watching Lord of the Rings again." And I'm like, "Yes." It's like, "I've seen this 16, 17 times." I'm like, "Move your tushy." I've seen it plenty of times. I love the series. But rumor has it, which I think is wrong, that they are going to remake the Lord of the Rings. One simply does not do that. You do not remake the Lord of the Rings. I don't think that's happening. What I think they're going to do, if they're smart, is maybe expound on the Legolas story or Aragorn and how he grew up to be so sexy. You know, how he was a ranger and, you know, then transformed to being the king of Gondor, even though he was the heir. There's a lot of side stories. Gandalf. So I don't think, but there's rumors and memes that they are remaking Lord of the Rings. I would advise against it. Do not, for the love of God, remake Lord of the Rings. One simply cannot just remake such a fantastic trilogy. I thought The Hobbit was very well done. I prefer The Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit was excellent. Bilbo Baggins' journey, but just The Lord of the Rings was fantastic. And what's so amazing about that is I'm watching it and I'm comparing it to, you know, we've seen a lot of crap in the last 20 years. Lord of the Rings is 20 years old today. No, not 20 years. 20 years old as of December. 20 years old this year. Because the first movie was released in 2001, then 2002 was the Twin Tower, or the Two Towers, and then 2003 was Return of the King. So this movie is iconic. And so I think the memes are wrong. All right. What I believe is going to happen is I think it's Warner Brothers New Line Cinema is going to expound on some of the other stories. And there's a lot they could do. Now, the Rings of Power, as we spoke about, didn't get a warm reception. And what was very tricky about that, and there is going to be a second season of the Rings of Power, but that's more of the story of Galadriel and the rise of Sauron. And so it's a fantastic story. And it is needed for those of us who are Lord of the Rings fans and J.R.R. Tolkien fans. The rise of Sauron, you know, how did Sauron turn from, you know, who he was to being a wizard? And the Galadriel story are fascinating. It's just, I think it really fell short. Some of it was a little boring. It's okay, and I am going to see the next season, but a lot of people were disappointed. The Hobbits, which were portrayed by women, the girls did a fantastic job. They're amazing actresses, but they had a tough act to follow, following Elijah Wood. You know, and well, you know, you had Frodo, Samwise, Pippin, Merry. Very tough act to follow because those hobbits were fantastic. In fact, when you look at The Lord of the Rings, everybody made that movie. I mean, Legolas, I remember watching it, you know, in the theater going, oh, that character's fantastic. I thought Orlando Bloom did an amazing job, but Legolas, I was, you know, and then, of course, Aragorn, I'm like, okay, he's on my laminated list all five places. Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen was a fantastic. Thank God Stuart Townsend left, and he didn't complete the Aragorn role, because then Viggo Mortensen came in, and he was fan-flippin-tastic. I think John Rhys-Davies as the dwarf. I can't imagine anybody else. Gandalf was great. The guy who was Count Dooku, who ended up doing Sauron. So for the love of God, please do not remake it. I think a lot of those memes are wrong. But I do caution what Hollywood is doing. And what Hollywood is doing, and it's understandable, is if you have a product that worked and you have a new generation, why not build on that? And you already have a guaranteed audience just with the name. It's like a franchise. Just with the name, you have a guaranteed audience. But the problem we have is if they disappoint, you know, the new generation isn't, you know, you have a lot of us Gen X's and baby boomers who, you know, grew up with this, so, but, you know, we had a movie called Dungeons and Dragons that came out recently. Dungeons and Dragons with Chris Pine, it was a cute movie, but I think they missed the boat. Dungeons and Dragons came from the stories of J.R.R. Tolkien. You had the elves, you had the hobbits, the halflings, you had the dwarves, you had the orcs, the what are those called? Trolls. And all these creatures have special strengths and weaknesses. So I thought when we saw Dungeons and Dragons, they would put, it could have been an amazing bridge between the generations and bringing back more Lord of the Rings type movies. And instead, it was kind of funny and it was cute, but man, did it miss one hell of an opportunity. Because people don't realize those two are connected. They don't realize that when you hear of an elf or you hear of a troll or an orc or all, you know, these are things that were written by J.R.R. Tolkien that were embodied in his masterpieces, his literary masterpieces. So do I think Hollywood has a lot of room to go and be able to make amazing backstories and use, and some of his work is still unwritten. So finish the stories? I think so. I think there's a lot they could do. But for the love of God, quit screwing up these movies. They're screwing them up. And when I watched Lord of the Rings and what Pete Jackson did, it was fantastic. And maybe they missed the mark. There was a couple little mistakes. You know, I saw, you know, somebody had more arrows than was really shot, or some of the arrows misplaced, or some of whatever. But for the most part, the story was fantastic. And I just don't like seeing the audience. I mean, like, how many Transformer movies do we have? And I think they kind of screwed up on the the first Transformer movie was fantastic, but again, they're losing it. And what I don't want is when a child tells, or when a parent or grandparent says, look, you know, if you want a really, really good movie, see Lord of the Rings. And they're like, well, they did the Pippin story, the Mary Pippin story, and they sang, you know, right? A Spoonful of Sugar. And you're like, no, Mary and Pippin, they weren't supposed to make it Mary Poppin-like, and they weren't. You get these kids disliking some of our greatest works out there. And so my suggestion, if you want to bridge the generations, take these books. You could redo some of the movies, you know, and not Lord of the Rings, though. But some of these movies, you know, and recreate it such that you make kids interested in the actual book, and you invite them to go and read the book. I can't stand it when I hear people are just watching the movie. You got to read the book. You got to read Lord of the Flies. You got to read Lord of the Rings. You got to read Ready Player One. You got to read these books. If you just see the movies, you're missing out on it. But we have a much lazier society. We have a lazy Hollywood that just wants to make quick money. And they could really, really screw up how many times have we seen movies screwed up? And Die Hard. Die Hard is one of the greatest movies of all time. And did they really have to do four? I thought they were all good. I enjoyed them. But by Die Hard 4, it really wasn't a Die Hard movie anymore. It was just an action movie. Same thing, they're doing another Indiana Jones. Okay, is it really going to be Indiana Jones at its core? If not, make a new story. Why do we have to keep redoing something that's 40 years old? Most of them want to make money. So, you know, for those of you that haven't seen Rings of Power, do it. Give it a chance. There is going to be a second season, and these are very important stories. I get that sometimes it seemed a little boring at times. But, again, you know, we're not going to have another Lord of the Rings. So you got to kind of go into it not with that expectation. 1-877-DUCK-DIALING.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.